Coming up this Friday, October 20th, Reflections Gallery on Lee Highway is hosting a reception for four of the artists whose work is currently on display in the gallery. Richard Wenham stopped by last week to talk to one of the artists, Melissa Gates, whose work has already been widely acclaimed.
You often get the comment where people will say, oh, well, gosh, if you used oils, it could get so realistic. And I work in acrylic, and I think, but I don't want that. I really want it to leave a little bit more to the imagination. Don't get me wrong, it tends to look pretty realistic. I do animals and trees and so forth, and it looks pretty good, but you can really still tell that it's a painting.
Melissa Gates doesn't see her work as photorealistic. She calls her paintings impressionistic. The subjects are immediately recognizable, but yet Melissa is as interested in capturing a feeling as she is an image.
The beauty of doing it with a painting is I can interpret my own positioning of an animal and what I think is this ideal tree branch shape or animal expression, and I don't have to rely on the animal cooperating or the weather being proper or those cherry blossoms being in perfect form. You know, I can create the perfection in my own mind. And it's this idealized moment that I try to capture. I'm a new artist. I've only been painting for about 3 years and just self-taught. I started painting things these things that you see in your life that almost bring tears to your eyes because they're so beautiful. That's usually what I'm trying to capture, that moment that is, whether it's the flowers in the spring or the colors in the fall or an animal, there's these things that just make me emotional and happy, and it's just so beautiful. So those are the things that I really try to capture.
Listening to Melissa Gates, you may well get the impression of a passionate but relatively unskilled beginner. She began painting just 3 years ago at her father's behest. He made an easel for her niece, and when she saw it, Melissa immediately asked him to make one for her. She'd always wanted to paint, she said, but once she had the easel, she left it in the corner of the dining room, untouched. Every time her father visited, he'd ask, "Are you painting yet?" Until finally, she summoned up the courage to do it.
Finally, one day, I was like, well, I better go get a canvas and some paints and paint something. And so he'll quit bothering me. And it was really interesting. The very first piece that I did, the very first piece was kind of this landscape swampy piece. I was just testing the brushes and the colors and what it all kind of felt like and meant. And that I set aside. And my first piece, really with intent, was a lion, a male lion with the mane. And it's so funny, I only did half of his face. I did half of his face on the canvas where the other half is off. And it's because I was, being my first painting, I was like, well, I'm surely not going to get the face right. I'm sure it's going to be all disproportionate and it's going to look crazy. So if I only have half a face to do, well, the eyes don't have to line up and the nose, it just doesn't have to be perfect. And it turned out pretty good. And so I was like, wow, this is awesome. And just kind of went with it and started painting and just started getting these pictures in my head of these beautiful times that I've always just wanted to express down on canvas, and it's been getting better every time. And I now do whole faces of animals. I'm not afraid of the faces anymore, and capturing the life in the eye, and it's been going pretty well. I've been getting a really good response.
Last year, Melissa submitted one of her cherry blossom paintings to a competition organized by a Canadian gold mining company. This was the third time they'd organized the competition. They were looking for paintings to hang in their offices, both in Canada and in the US, that they thought would inspire their employees. They received 3,500 entries from artists from all over the world. Melissa's cherry blossoms won second place.
I never even really sketched anything, you know, and even for my first few paintings, I didn't even sketch at first. I just painted, and that was pretty hard. about a year and a half ago, I was like, you know, I should sketch things out on paper first and check my composition and see what I think about the whole thing and kind of get a feel for the shapes and everything. And that's really helped, I think, improve my work as well, sketching it first. But I had never sketched. I didn't even know I could sketch. So it's really interesting. Like I said, I was a numbers girl, business owner, entrepreneur. So it's all, it's a whole different side of the brain. And it's interesting. I've got to really have, you know, I still live by that side of my brain that is the accountant. And I have lists and I keep my books in order and my house in order. And I'm kind of OCD. And I really can't even paint until there's nothing else on my list. It's too much of a distraction. You know, my brain has to be completely clear to access the side that can paint, apparently. But the interesting thing is I still believe that when I paint, I access that that numerical side of my brain. It's because when I do paint, I tend to say that I paint by the pixel and I see shapes. And when I start to lay out the colors and everything, I see triangles and circles. And I see, and I really, it's very mathematical. And I'll often use geometry to get the positioning or make sure that my eye size is correct with the rest of the face. So there's a lot of math there.
Melissa's husband, Mark Gates, also a painter, says his wife is a savant. She paints almost entirely by feel, in a studio with the lights turned down low. But while she hasn't had any formal technical training, she's still very concerned with mastering technique.
Being as OCD as I am, I absolutely want to control it. And yeah, so I guess after I did begin painting and saw that things could appear on the canvas, I have wanted to control it and take it towards my own version of perfection, you know. And it's interesting, people often ask me, you know, why don't you work in oils or watercolors? Well, I can't control them. You know, oil takes too long to dry. I'll make a smeary mess and watercolor is going to run away from me. You know, so it's very much about control and learning how to control the medium that I am working in and, you know, control each little pixel. I had another artist send me a message. I just did a woof a few weeks ago, just completed a woof, and the most fur I've done on an animal, the longer fur and hair. And I got a message from another artist, how do you do fur? And I had to sit there and think about it. How do I do fur? And all I could tell her is I had to start painting what I imagined it would feel like. And just start with dots and dashes and feeling is all I could tell her. I really couldn't even describe how. It was really all about the feeling of the fur. How does it feel? And I don't even know how I translate that, to be honest with you. So maybe I'm not even aware of my form so much yet. It's all, what does that feel like or look like it might feel like to my fingertips? And I start just going for it.
The cherry blossom painting that Melissa submitted to the competition was one of a series of paintings that all have the look of classical Japanese art. Very simple, very spare.
That's what inspired the whole cherry blossom thing was I've always loved the Japanese paintings, the red and the black and the cherry blossoms. And this one on here was the first one I did, and I did it for my mom for Mother's Day. She really likes red, and she wanted a painting, and so I was like, well, I'm going to paint this cherry blossom and see what she thinks. And she got it and loves it, and she's as proud as can be. So, and then every time I make one, it goes away. Someone wants it. I think cherry blossoms are white or pink, but the Japanese interpretation, they paint them red, and that's what got my groove going on them. So I was like, I'm going to do them red, and why not?
Well, because in the end, it doesn't matter, because first of all, it's not intended to be representational anyway, and second of all, it's a painting, and what you've created is as much an abstract piece as it is literal.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I feel that way, too. I feel like I try to bring this abstract presence to these pieces as well, to focus on the subject.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And look, if you look
So you're as much interested in... kind of evoking an emotional response as you are actually representing something.
Absolutely.
Although by evoking that emotional response, you are representing something, right?
Yes, absolutely. It really is about the emotion. I try to create an environment that the viewer can feel, like whether it's a cloudy day or it's cold, or it's winter over in the wood painting over here. So I'm trying for the viewer to feel that environment, and then the feeling of the animal as well when there is an animal in it. So there's a lot, and then of course the emotion, the beauty. I want the viewer to feel what I feel when I think that beauty that brings that tear, that tear of joy.
Melissa Gates' paintings are in the Reflections Gallery, 6922 Lee Highway. She'll be in the gallery on Friday, October 20th, for a reception beginning at 5 o'clock. Details are on the website, reflectionsgallerytn.com. Their phone number is 892-3072. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Richard Winham.